This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The major U.S. stock indexes held steady on Thursday, with the S&P 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average narrowly reaching record highs as investors cheered Disney's upbeat earnings report and digested other corporate results. The S&P 500 moved up 0.06% for a fresh record high close of 4,997.91. The benchmark index once again closed just a few points shy of hitting 5,000. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.13% to hit a new record high of 38,726. Meanwhile, the Nasdaq rose about 0.2%. The small-cap Russell 2000 index was an outperformer on Thursday, rising almost 1.5% after having been a laggard during this year's market rally that has continued many of the themes that predominated in 2023. Stocks have rallied as robust economic data and upbeat earnings have lifted spirits on Wall Street, helping the benchmark S&P 500 close in on the key psychological level of 5,000. But some investors are questioning whether gains can be sustained given the concentrated group of megacaps driving them. Shares in ARM soared more than 47% after a strong sales outlook, boosting hopes that AI and tech will keep buoying the market. The chipmaker gave a surprisingly bullish forecast based on its expansion into new areas. Also providing cheer, Disney shares rose more than 11% as investors welcomed its earnings beat and deals with Taylor Swift and Fortnite maker Epic Games. Meanwhile, traders have scaled back on bets on a March interest rate cut thanks to a drumbeat of caution from central bank officials. On Thursday, Richmond Fed President Tom Barkin said it would be smart for the central bank to take our time on rate cuts. Tesla shares are up about 1% as reports say the electric vehicle maker is set to restart production at Giga Berlin on February 12th. Tesla has confirmed that it will restart operations at Giga Berlin following a production halt due to ongoing Houthi militia attacks on component suppliers using Red Sea transport routes. And finally, PayPal stock dropped roughly 11% after the company's full-year outlook fell short of expectations. PayPal forecasted flat profit growth for 2024 in what the company defined as a transition year. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.